how you can be healed by faith alone. Amen. Amen. Without anybody laying hands on you, without anybody anointing you with oil, without doing anything except just believe in the word of the Lord. Amen. Let's start reading from Mark 10. Verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now this man, he wasn't religious. Praise God, he was real. He had a real need, and he knew about, he had heard about Jesus, and he had heard how Jesus opened blind eyes, how Jesus opened deaf ears, how Jesus raised the dead, how he made the lame to walk, how he healed the maimed. He had heard about Jesus, and he had a need, and he was real, and he just responded to Jesus, or he just reached out to Jesus in desperation, in honesty, and he just pressed on and cried out for Jesus to have mercy on him. Praise God. Amen. You know, you forget when you have a real need and you are pressing on to the Lord, forget about everything. Just don't let anything or anyone stop you from getting to Jesus. Praise God, because he has the solution. Amen. To your problem. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. I mean, the devil was the same then as he is today. Religious people were many ways that were the same then that they are today. Be quiet. Please don't disturb the service. Please, can you hold back a little bit? Can't you understand that the other people here, you know, that have they take it, be a little quiet. But he didn't let anything or anyone hold him back. He just released his heart and presented for Jesus. This is what you need to do tonight. You need to be real. You need to release what you have in your heart. Instead of holding back and controlling yourself, release and present it before the Lord. Cry out and he will hear your cry. He will hear your prayer. Amen. And we see here that Jesus stood still. Well, first we see, but he cried the more a great deal. Amen. He wasn't discouraged. He just kept on going. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. This is what it took to get Jesus' attention. This is what it takes today to get the Lord's attention. It takes a real cry, a real prayer, a real, you know, wholehearted commitment, stretching out towards the Lord and crying out with your whole heart. Amen. And this caught Jesus' attention then, and this will catch Jesus' attention today. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. How about that? He didn't call on the religious people that had told him to be quiet. No, he called on Bartimaeus. Praise God. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Can you see the eagerness here? The eagerness, the faith, praise God, that he showed by his actions here. He just threw away his garment and came up to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Isn't that a strange question from Jesus? What wilt thou? Don't you think that Jesus knew? Praise God. Don't you think that Jesus knew that he, even as he had perceived previously and before the thoughts of people and how he discerned their hearts, don't you think that Jesus, that it was pretty obvious here what the man's need was? Don't you think that Jesus knew what he wanted? Why did Jesus ask him? Well, he wanted to hear it from his mouth. He wanted him to pray to him. He wanted him to plead his case with him. He wanted him to confess his need and confess his faith in the ability of Jesus. So Jesus asked them, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Amen. Or as it says in the margin, "Thy faith hath saved thee." You know, salvation is for the whole man. Salvation is not only for the spirit, it's not only for the soul, it's not only for the body, but it's for spirit, soul, and body. It's for the whole man. That's why the blood of Jesus was shed, that you can become every bit whole, spirit, soul, and body. That you can become like what God had ordered and ordained for Adam to be. Praise God. What God had ordered and ordained for man to be, you can be restored to the blood of Jesus Christ back to before sin came in. Because through the blood of Jesus Christ, the sin has been washed away. Amen. The sickness has been washed away. Amen. The evil spirits have been dealt with and overcome through the price that Jesus paid when he shed his blood. Hallelujah. And immediately, it says here, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Praise God. We're talking about how God heals through faith alone. And we know that we have faith always have to be exercised, whatever way or method God has. And I'm just mentioning here 11 different ways that God used. I'm sure there are more, but that I can see in the Bible. And I want to encourage you to believe God and be open, not get stuck in one pattern. That God is going to touch you in a certain way when a certain preacher prays for you, that God is going to heal you when you get anointed by oil, when God is going to heal you. Well, if God gives you faith for that and you know, then you're going to receive healing that way. But you can receive just by having faith in the word of God. You can receive healing tonight. It has been paid for. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We can continue to study this, but let's just look a little bit in Mark 11 here, verse 22. It says, "Have faith in God." This is what Jesus is telling his disciples after they marveled because the fig tree that he had cursed, which first didn't look like anything had happened to it, but Jesus had cursed the fig tree, and they came back later and the fig tree was withered and it was dead from the roots. He had cursed it. You know, you have been prayed for, maybe you have been believing God for healing, but there is no change. Like the fig tree didn't look any different immediately after Jesus had cursed it, and you feel ever so sick that you felt maybe even worse that you felt before you were prayed for. But I want you to believe God that his word, faith in his word, will make you every bit whole. Faith in his word. Jesus said, "Have faith in God. Have faith in the word. Have faith in the healing. Have faith in the salvation of God, the deliverance that God has given unto mankind through the precious blood of Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Do you notice that Jesus, he required, and I pointed that out before, he required that Bartimaeus said what he needed. He had to speak it, and when he spoke it, something happened, and Jesus responded and answered him back, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." You can speak in faith and believe God, and the mountains, the sickness, the disease will be removed. Praise God. "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire." Amen. Amen. "Be thou removed." Let's read that again. "For verily I say unto you," verse 23, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. That's why you're not supposed to doubt. Not in your head. It's talking about your heart. Amen. Because it's from the heart that you have to believe. It's in the heart that you receive salvation. Praise God. It's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speak it. Praise God. God deals with the heart, and then the head will come and it will be straightened out. But the heart is the main problem, not the head. Amen. So you have to believe with your heart, but shall believe that those things which he say as you confess, he shall have whatsoever he saith. In other words, when God, the spirit of faith speaks through a man, when the spirit of faith speaks through a woman, amen, that what I speak will come to pass because God is speaking. The mountain will be removed. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. When do you believe? You believe when you pray that you receive. Amen. You even as Jesus spoke to the fig tree and he believed that it was cursed. It looked the same. It didn't appear any difference. There was no fruit on it. It was no figs on it. It appeared to be the same. But he believed what he said. He believed it. Amen. And when you pray, you can believe that you receive the answer to your prayers, even when it doesn't appear to be a difference. And as you believe and stand on the word and have faith in the word of God, it will come to pass, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Because God cannot lie. Amen. Hallelujah. When you pray, you believe that you receive, and that's when you have it. Now, when the faith has grown that strong, you have the miracle in your spirit. It's a reality, it's there, and it's real. It has not been manifested, but in due season, in due time, in due season, ye shall reap if ye faint not. In due season, it will come to pass, because if you just take care of that faith, because if you take care of that word of God that has been rooted in your spirit, it will grow up and it will bring forth that which God has spoken, that which God has ordered it to bring forth fruit. Amen. It will be manifested. The miracle will be a reality. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Stand on the word of God and believe God, and you will be healed. You will be saved. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. And he answered, spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Who art thou, great mountain? Not by might nor by power, not by willpower, not by carnal power or human ability will it come to pass. No. Not by effort, ambition. No. It will come to pass. How? By my spirit, saith the Lord. That's how it will come to pass. God will perform it. God will speak it through you. You will speak and yield to the Spirit of God and speak it in faith, believing. And what will happen? The mountain will be removed. The cancer will be removed. The arthritis will be removed. The lame leg will be healed. The maimed body will be whole. You know, we need to preach more about the maimed being healed. What is it? People that have lost parts of their bodies. Jesus said, and we read about how Jesus healed the maimed. Well, if he can heal people from cancer, he is the same yesterday, today, forever. If he can heal them from arthritis, he can heal them from sugar diabetes, he can heal them from blindness and deafness, from headaches, from short legs, from sore, from backs hurting, from all kinds of sickness and diseases, from ulcers. How? Why don't we believe that he can heal the maimed? Well, he can. He is the same. Amen. He is the same. And he will bring it to pass not by might nor by power, by His Spirit. And when you speak and believe God and stand on the Word of God, it will come to pass, not because of you or because of any human being, but because of the Spirit of God quickening the Word of God and moving the mountain. Matthew 9, verse 20. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. And she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. Can you see that Jesus here speaking contrary to circumstances, saying that she is not dead? Everybody thought she was dead. She had all the symptoms of a dead person, but Jesus said she is not dead. That was faith speaking. It was Jesus, the truth, speaking. Praise God. She was not really dead, but she was, she was appeared to be dead physically, but Jesus said she was asleep. Jesus saw in the spirit, he knew the real state. And that's the only way that you can know the real state of a person's, whether the person has faith or not. Many people say they have faith, they're taught faith, they read all books about faith. And sometimes they don't read Bible enough, but they read about faith. But to have faith is to have the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have in the same spirit of faith. It's a spirit that can be discerned. And we read when Paul was ministering the word of God, that he perceived that there was one man there that had faith to be healed. Amen. Faith is a spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the real situation is perceived in the spirit, even as Jesus perceived concerning this maid here. But when the people were put forth, can you see that Jesus had to take these people that didn't have faith, had to take, move them out of there. Even when he came to this place, when he came to his hometown, and he came back where they knew him, that he could there do no mighty works. Why? Because they had no faith, because of the unbelief that were stopping the Spirit of God. Many times when people come to church, I perceive this, that they come and they don't have faith and they hinder the move of God. But praise God, the Spirit of God is getting stronger and stronger in our lives. And as the yokes are broken, amen, through fasting and prayer, and the Holy Spirit gets free course in our life, the power gets stronger and the devil has to flee, praise God, from the presence of the Lord, amen, as we resist him through the Word of God and come against him and by him up and take authority over him. Hallelujah. And he had to take these people out before he could do that which the Father had shown him to do, to raise this girl, this maid, up from the dead. And when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. Do you know that Jesus, before we continue here in verse 26, do you know, I want to go back here to verse 27, I mean, I want to go back to verse 25, and do you know that Jesus has called us to do the same thing? That's why the Bible says in Matthew 10:8, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely have received, freely give. We have been commissioned by God to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Amen. And we need to get going on that and ask God to help us and deliver us so we can obey His word and stop being rebellious and full of doubt and fear and unbelief. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and read verse 27 again. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. You know, like I said before, you gotta have faith. You gotta have faith and trust in God, in the Word of God. Have faith in God. Believe. Give God a chance. Praise. Many times I see God, have moved and healed through the gifts of healing and healing people that don't have any faith, but through somebody else's faith. I've experienced that many times in my own life, how God has led me to pray for people that didn't have any faith, but God touched them and healed them because I had faith. That gift of faith was operating, or the gifts of healing, which operate together, were operating in my life, and as I ministered to them, they received. They didn't have any faith, but you got to have faith to receive from the Lord. You got to have faith to keep your miracle, to keep your victory. Amen. It's not enough to be healed. You have to stay healed. And there's one thing that is greater than divine health when it comes to the physical body. And divine healing when it comes to physical body is divine health. Praise God. And you can have it when you walk and believe in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So he checked them here. He checked them. He knew he could perceive, but he wanted to hear it from their mouth. Jesus said to them, Believe ye that I'm able to do this. You know, Jesus didn't ask him because he didn't know, but he asked them because he wanted to hear it from their lips, their confession. They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. According to the words of faith that I just spoken, be it unto you. And hallelujah, verse 30. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. Isn't that a strange statement? That Jesus told his men that he experienced such a tremendous, wonderful miracle that they shouldn't go around, or they shouldn't tell any person about this. I have my feeling about this. I believe, as we read the Word of God, that sometimes it's better. We can see that Jesus told him, and if Jesus is the same, he will tell you the same today. There are certain things, certain miracles, certain healings that it is better not to mention to people. It's certain sins that God, you have committed, and God has forgiven you from your sins. God has healed you, and he has forgotten them. It's better that you don't mention these things again, but you let them be forgotten. The same thing with disease sometimes. Certain disease that God heals you from, it's better that you don't mention about them again, because by talking about it, you bring back that spirit of sickness and the spirit of disease. You need to talk and confess and profess and preach and proclaim that Jesus is a healer, that he is delivered. But sometimes it's better when it comes to certain disease and certain sicknesses not to talk about it, because that will eventually bring it back. And that's what I believe when I read this, how Jesus told people from time to time not to confess or tell people that what kind of healing they have received. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. Let's continue verse 32. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. Praise God. A dumb man possessed with a devil. It was a demon spirit that was hindering this man from speaking. The devil didn't owe him. Amen. He wasn't in complete charge of this man's life. I don't believe that to be the fact. To be possessed, it should be translated from the original Greek, demonized. You can be demonized, but be possessed. A Christian can be demonized, but a Christian can never be possessed. What I mean is, the devil can't owe you. He can have influence in your life. He can have put a spirit of sickness on you. He can put a spirit of fear on you or in you. And he can the different torments can attack you, and some things can be in your heart. Many things And but God wants to deliver you from these things, but it doesn't mean that you are possessed or owned by the devil. You have a devil or you are demonized, but God wants to deliver you. Praise God. Just because you're born again doesn't mean that automatically everything is all right in your life. But the Bible says, therefore, whenever Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But this is a progressive work that God performs. You are instantaneously by faith brought into the family of God. But God is going to work with you. You're going to have to grow from a state of being a baby, an infant, up to being a grown-up. Praise God. That's what God has intended. We don't have much time left. Let's just go ahead and continue reading here. Praise the Lord. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in his synagogues, in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus is the same tonight. He wants to heal, and he is able to heal every sickness and every disease. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.